Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Normus. He didn't give me a topic, so wanted to cover this article called The Mother-Daughter Pilots Forging a Path for Female Aviators. This is in line with another story I recently covered, with women becoming truckers. I thought this was a new story, but apparently it's from a few years back, and I missed it. I know a lot of guys get anxious flying these days if there's one woman in the cockpit, let alone two of them, or two of them that are a mother-daughter duo. Someone should ask the question, when are these two going to do a lonely fans page? I don't think many of us want to see that either. This story was originally on a CNN article. It covers Donna and Susie Garrett, a mother-daughter flying dove duo. Donna's mother as well as her father are both pilots. It makes me wonder why her mother got together with her father in the first place. Perhaps to help her get her pilot's license. You know, for the whole mentorship through matrimony thing. Susie Garrett, her mother, was one of the first pilots for regional carrier SkyWest. This idea of a man doing something and then a woman following in his footsteps is pretty common. I did the same in the early 2000s when I was building a web business and was working with my girlfriend at the time. As for SkyWest, their ESG score must be so high that it's up in the air now, literally and figuratively. They went viral and passengers were taking pictures with them, probably some of them to send their life insurance agents pictures just in case they didn't make it back alive, for proof, you know. Flight attendants and rampers were also asking for pictures, too. I was also right that Susie was looking for a mentor because she was dreaming of becoming a pilot since the 8th grade. What better way than marrying a man that's a pilot that can also help her out? 30 years ago, the landscape of aviation was dominated by white males, and that has changed very little these days. 94% of pilots are white and 92.5% are male. That seems to match up with the statistics that 7-8% of long-haul truckers in the United States are women, too. In the trucking video I mentioned earlier, one of the truckers, a 36-year-old woman, had a husband that was also a trucker, helping her out, of course. I don't think people understand how important mentorship is for women in such fields. Apparently, the number of astronauts is similar, with about 90% being male so far. There are now organizations like Sisters of the Skies trying to get scholarship for female pilots as well as a good mentor. Good luck in the world of Me Too. Now it's probably never going to happen, and I suspect the number of female pilots may actually go down in the future. Susie says that she never faced discrimination in the cockpit and feels like she got the same opportunities as her male counterparts. So there you have a woman saying that there's no sexism. In fact, she probably had tons of men helping her out. She says it was mostly the people outside the job, passengers, that weren't too happy about flying with the female pilot. I've also noticed the same pattern where if the mother and father do something, then their children tend to go into that field as well. Of course, she would also have the genetic advantage where both her parents were able to make it in that industry. She probably inherited the same brain. Donna Garrett started flying in college after her father taught her the ropes. So her father mentored her. No risk of sexual misconduct there, unless you're flying to Epstein's Island or something. The mother-daughter flying duo see themselves as a good example to encourage women to become pilots. Of course, they probably won't receive the same mentorship. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to flying, hoping that female pilots aren't taking selfies while they're supposed to be holding the stick Clown World show. As for Susie and Donna, they only got to fly together from September 4th to 5th of 2019, so it's not a regular occurrence. I'm sure it was done as a publicity stunt to get more women to fly the airline, as well as that coveted ESG score. Donna says that she's never had a chance to fly with a captain with that much experience, i.e. your mother. Again, most likely a publicity and PR stunt. Can you imagine driving or flying around with your mother or father and them correcting you about every little thing that you do in a toxic way? Yeah, me neither. Susie also has a son, and he's a pilot too, so she's hoping that he joins her as well because he's a qualified pilot set to join SkyWest. As for Donna, she keeps repeating over and over again how important it is to find mentors, i.e. peers, friends, etc. She doesn't say family members because clearly you don't have that much control in which crotch you get queefed out of. It just goes to show you how much things like Me Too are going to backfire in women's faces. They thought that they can have control over men and hold the sex card over our heads. And meanwhile, men are revoking that mentorship card instead too. I bet you that they didn't see that one coming. That's all I got to say on this topic. Now I want to move on to cover my thoughts and concerns about CBDCs or central bank digital currencies. Also, lately the FBI has been putting things like Red Pill, MGTOW, Incel, and other terms like BASED that they see as problematic on a watch list. Combine the terms the woke government doesn't like with complete control over you with programmable money that they can control, and I could find myself not only being demonetized by YouTube, but also demonetized in real life for having the wrong opinions and ideas and spreading them around just because people don't like me. I get the sneaky suspicion that people in Canada will adopt them the way that 85% of them got their jabs, and then began criticizing anyone that didn't. I was worried that not getting the COOF shot might mean that I would lose my freedom and bank accounts, and I realized the importance of Bitcoin more than ever, and having my money on a blockchain where it can't be easily controlled. As for central bank digital currencies, I get the sneaky suspicion they're being created so that people can't escape the system and get into Bitcoin. What better way to prevent the legacy inflationary monetary system from collapsing and everyone migrating away from it than to lock down people's money in a specific digital currency that can continue to be taxed away through inflation? Inflation is the biggest tax and source of revenue for government bureaucrats, and they can't risk losing that for a competing system that people can leave at a moment's notice. Yes, down the road they'll be able to censor people by controlling what they can and can't buy, but that's not the majority of people. That's a tiny minority. The rest that do as they're told will have access to their money, but they won't be able to transfer very much of it into something like Bitcoin or buy gold with it. Or even if they own those things, they might have a hell of a time trying to trade their gold or Bitcoin for a central bank digital currency. They might even restrict your purchases as a man if you're not married, or if you're saving too much, and if you're not working enough. Imagine that. Not enough men are working because they're protesting against the system, and that's causing inflation to spike, because there aren't enough workers. So the government makes your money worthless unless you're either working or actively looking for work. Bitcoin was created to escape an unjust inflationary banking system, and the way that system is going to try and stop it is to become even more unjust. Of course, there'll always be a ways out, like moving to El Salvador and probably other countries that make it legal tender. Separating state and money is a great thing, but it's probably going to be a battle the way that separating state and church once were too, or separating monarchs and parliamentary democracies. To think that one thing, Bitcoin, that was created to free us is creating a reaction from the system to enslave us even more is crazy. They can't let all the slaves get away with their life savings before they obliterate the value of their money. The money that represents years worth of your life. They aren't just trying to steal your money, but your time. If COVID taught me one thing, it's that most people don't fight against tyrants and that they just take their side when it comes to safety. The state will probably blame Bitcoin from some sort of financial disaster and then prevent it from ever happening again by forcing all of its citizens to use CBDCs. Canada already tried forcing people to install an app on their phones when they traveled out of the country. Why wouldn't they force people to start using a totalitarian currency too? The thing to remember is that not all places on Earth are going to implement central bank digital currencies. There'll always be a place to run to, or fly to. Not to mention that once a few countries try them and they're a disaster, then other countries are going to have a hard time implementing them without similar results. It sort of has to be rolled out across the world at the same time, the way the jabs were in order to prevent people from revolting. Also, restricting people's freedom to work and go out is one thing, but to restrict their creature comforts like which foods they can buy and eat is entirely different. Imagine how many hangry land whales there'll be out there tearing up the pavement, with their hooves heading to Parliament to literally eat rich politicians if that happens. If you've never seen a 400-pound woman in hunger pains, count yourself lucky. But if you do see one, hide your cat or dog, because for them it might just be a nice light snack for someone so heavy. I suspect that CBDCs will be implemented and that people won't take too kindly to them. And so eventually those currencies will get killed off. And the countries that adopt Bitcoin will offer more freedom and the best and brightest in the world will start to leave for them. But that's a story for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed these topics. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that somewhere out there, a mother-daughter duo dressed as pilots is being smashed by Captain Tyrone on some lonely fans page. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the government that already taxed away 50% of your income from taking the rest away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.